Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, yeah. So point the arrow now, yeah. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein,
yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my word's my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a back of plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Arise with the sun. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, July the 24th. Monday, July the 24th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a cookie-blowing show for you today. Today, we want to get into talking about pathogens. Specifically, I want to express, expose, and expand spiritual pathogens. Now, as I do on every show, as a didactic teacher, my goal is to didactically break this down to make sure that it is done in a systematic overkill, that I spend so much time breaking it down didactically that you become almost bored. Yeah, it is oversimplified. My goal in life is to simplify things so simple that a third grader could understand it. That's my goal. So with that in mind, we want to talk about pathogens, specifically spiritual pathogens. But in order to talk about a pathogen, we must over, under, and understand the terms or the definitions of the words that I am using. So a pathogen, again, is a path that leads to the genes. So the pathogen, or the word pathogen, is path on or path on genes, or genes on path. So a pathogen is the genes on a specific path. So there are spiritual and there are biological. So as you know that I like to do the canon, I like to do non-canonized, then I like to do the biological. I want to express, expose, and expand so that way you can understand that today's message, contrary to popular belief, like all of these messages, if you could really, really understand the depth of the deception, it would really be mind-numbing, because a spiritual pathogen is what you are doing right now, and you have opened the door to your spirit. And so this leads to soul possession. You sold your soul and don't even know it, because the path that leads to suffering, the Greek word for pathogen is pathos. So pathos means passion or suffering. It's the passionate suffering. So pathos, apathy, pathos in the Greek. And the word genes means producer of in the Greek. So the English word genes means producer. So you are the producer of your passion, or you are the producer of your suffering, based upon the pathogens or the path that you are on. which is why I do Dear Canary reports, which is why I recommend, which is why I beg and I encourage and I plead, and I try to get you to stay on your path. Because the devil's job is to get you to open up your door to pathogenic diseases. And so there are several sub-stratospheres or pathways where these pathogens are invaded, and they are invading your host, your spirit. And so the principal pathway by which these pathogenic invaders invade your path is through the terms and the definitions of the words. Because you are the producer of the disease, and you are the producer of the passion based upon the definitions of the words. So in other words, this infectious agent, or this virus, or this bacteria, or this protoplasm goes into your body on a microscopic level, and you unknowingly are selling your soul piece by piece, spiritually and biologically. So if we look at it from a biological perspective, which again, I like the biology because it helps you understand the spirituality. So there is a term or a word called pathogenesis or pathogenicity or gensity. So pathogenesis or pathogenesis is the potential disease-causing capacity of a pathogen. So a pathogen, now remember that a pathogen, again, the word path means pathos, which means suffering or passion. Notice that it's two sides and one coin. So you have the option today to go on a path by using your genes, because again, the word gene, G-E-N, and pathogen is producer of. So your genes is the producer of suffering, or your genes is the producer of purpose or passion. So the question that I'm asking for you today, how are you using your genes? Are you using your genes to produce passion? Are you using your genes to produce suffering? I'm going to put all my money on the suffering part, because what you are doing unknowingly, so it is my job to assist you with expressing, exposing, and expanding your God-given genetic qualifications. So right now your soil has become contaminated because of the pathways or the pathogens that have invaded your host through the specific pathways that we're going to be expressing, exposing, and expanding today. Right now, some of the pathways that you have opened up, you are suffering from a spiritual bacterial disease. So the pathways is either bacterial, the pathways is viral, the pathways is a fungus, the pathway, again, is a parasite. So depending on which pathogen or which bacteria that you are allowing to enter into your spirit, it is going to produce, again, suffering, or it's going to produce passion. Now, there are many different ways that these parasites, these organisms, are entering into your host or your body. Now, from a biological and a spiritual perspective, they're both the same. Biologically speaking, a pathogen, again, is the producer of suffering, or the producer of purpose or passion. And so the way that this is produced is through this infectious agent. These agents are angels. They are fallen angels, and then they are good angels. These agents are angels. So the agents are viral. The agents are bacterial. The agents, again, could be fungus. These agents could be a parasite. So depending upon the type of angel, whether it's seraphim, whether it's a cherubim, the different angles or angels are the different ways that the spiritual parasites enter into your body. So a spiritual pathogen, its whole purpose is to ultimately destroy the host, but it doesn't want to kill it. It wants to suck the life out of it slowly. So what you are doing unknowingly, I did it unknowingly, is that what we are doing is we create voices through our fears, our doubt, and our unbelief. These voices are frequencies. These frequencies are, again, are waves or vibrations or angelas or angels. And unbeknownst to most people, they go through life and this frequency or this wave or this vibration is what they are suffering from. What does that mean? That means that fear, doubt, and unbelief, these are produce a negative energy or negative entity. And this negative energy or this negative entity produces a spiritual pathogen. Now, a spiritual pathogen or spiritual pathogens, because they're gins, or they're gins, J-I-N-N, a gin. A spiritual pathogen uses a spiritual pathogen. And so depending on whether it is a light bearer, whether it is a fire bearer, or a carbon bearer, it determines how it affects the spiritual atmosphere of the body. For example, worry is a spiritual pathogen. Fear is a spiritual pathogen. Doubt is a spiritual pathogen. Unbelief is a spiritual pathogen. Adultery is a spiritual pathogen. Fornication is a spiritual pathogen. It is a path that affects your genes, or your genetic code, or your genetic expression. And the characteristics, the thing that is the hallmark characteristic when we talk about these pathogens is the atmosphere. This atmosphere is called your emotions. And I can always tell when you are suffering from the attack of a spiritual pathogen because the atmosphere is off. Your vibe is whack. Because, again, there's something that is attaching and affecting your host. And what it does is it gets into your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. And it goes in and it starts tunneling into your brain until it reaches the core. And so the enemy's job is to plant these viruses, whether they be bacterial, whether they be a parasite, whether they be a fungus. The enemy's job is to make sure that he uses all of the fruit of the flesh and all of the fear, doubt, and unbelief instead of the fruit of the spirit. And so these pathogens, my brother, these pathogens, my sister, the way that they work, they burrow. Now, remember, the goal is to bury or to go into your spirit. The same way a biological pathogen works is the same way a spiritual pathogen works. So a biological pathogen, it buries in. And what it does is it goes in until it finds, again, something that is what is called a opportunistic, immune compromising area. And so it goes through and it is looking for a way to affect your immune system. Now, it's very interesting because on a biological perspective, this pathogenicity or pathogenicity is the disease-causing capacity of a pathogen. And the disease-causing pathogen is called a virulence, V-I-R-U-L-E-N-C. So this virulence, it means it's gene to gene. It's a gene to gene system. So pathogens have the ability to infect a host. And the way that it affects the host is it causes damage by the microbe to the host, to the body. So what it does is it poisons the body through what is called a virulent. So the Latin word is virulentus. Virulentus means in the Latin poisoned wound or full of poison. So your biological, ecological system, again, is poisoned. So your spiritual system, so fear, doubt, and unbelief, poison. It means that you are full of fear, full of doubt, full of unbelief. So it affects your spiritual immune system the same way that a biological virus or pathogen affects your biological system. And there are many, many different ways. Primarily, the most important one or the most effective one is through toxins. So these toxins invade your body and it disrupts the host cell communication. Now, the invasion takes place from a biological perspective the same way it does on a spiritual perspective, meaning that it goes in and it replicates. And it replicates so that it can spread throughout the host. And it produces a toxin, a toxicity, a toxic environment, an acidic environment inside of the body. Food poisoning toxins. So it releases these toxins with the purpose of poisoning the host. But the goal is not to kill it. The goal is to disrupt the communication of it. See, the spiritual pathogen simply wants to disrupt your ability to communicate with the Father. And it does this by infecting the T helper cells biologically. That's what AIDS is. When we talk about really, you know, how HIV works, which causes AIDS, because HIV and AIDS is two different things. But basically, it something invades the body and it affects the immune system so that way the helper cells are reduced. So the spiritual pathogens invade your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. So that way, again, it cannot help your spirit override your flesh. Because the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit wars against the flesh, and the two are contrary to one another. So these spiritual pathogens are designed to affect your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. So that way you are spiritually ineffective. So you can't communicate with the Father. So even though I may be saying some great shiznits right now, your membrane is not able to take in and actually listen, tune in. And the way that this happens is through what is called a neurotropic virus. So there is a spiritual tropic virus, the same way that there is a neurological. This is a virus that is capable of infecting your nerve system or your spiritual system. So you got 12 cranial nerves inside of the human body. So the same way the body works, the body is the Bible, and the Bible is the body. So through this tunnel, dangerous entities are released into the mind, into the will, into the emotion, into the imagination, into the intellect. And then you call me or you text me or you email me or we do a one-on-one, and your mind, your will, your imagination, your emotion, your intellect, your soul is off. So the same way that the biological disease-disrupting mechanisms work is the same way that the spiritual mechanism works. So the biological virus, they have chemicals, and they can give birth to different chemicals. They go inside of you, and they replicate, and they give birth. And these different chemicals, these different, again, many different, whether it's bacterial, whether it's viral, whether it's a fungus, whether it's a parasite, they got many different ways to go in, and it causes disease. All of these diseases, whether it's heart disease, whether it's lung disease, whether it's ulcers, kidneys, all of this is the result of a pathogen. And some of these pathogens cause you to be, you know, they have signs like high blood pressure or, you know, glaucoma or diabetes. Well, they have the same problem with spirit. So you got spiritual pathogens, but they manifest in the form of the seven deadly sins, or they manifest in the form of the fruit of the flesh. So the fruit of the flesh are the results, But that's not the cause. So we are looking at, the fruit. Notice it says fruit of the Spirit and fruit. Now, the fruit is not the seed. So while we are dealing with the fruit of the flesh, we should be dealing with the seed or the cause. What causes the works of the flesh to manifest? So everybody can tell me what the fruit of the flesh is. But what is the seed that was planted that causes envy, strife, jealousy, murder, revelance, selfish ambitions, hatred, idolatry, fornication, adultery, sorcery, contention, wrath, drunkenness? So Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 tells me you have pathogens. So I can look at your behavior and I can determine the number of pathogens, spiritual pathogens that are operating inside of the body. And based upon the number of spiritual pathogens, because when you open your mouth, they come out. Because out of the mouth, the heart speaks. Now, some people are very good at it, so they've mastered, again, this verbal judo. No problem. Man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. So I don't judge no man by the flesh. I don't look at what you say. I don't even look at what you do. I look at what you vibe. See, energy doesn't lie. Everything else can be manipulated except spirit. See, spirit, my brother, spirit, my sister, is very interesting. Because when we talk about spiritual pathogens, now remember the terms that we've established at the beginning of the show. A pathogen is pathos in the Greek, which means either suffering or passion. It's either one of the two. It's either good or bad, but it's a path. So what takes me on this path? Well, gins. J-I-N-N or G-E-N-E. Which one you got? Either you got a gin, a J-I-N-N, which is bad, or you got a genes, G-E-N-E, which is good. So the genes and the gins are the producers of. So it is the producers of. But it's the producers of what? It is the producers of. Now, again, we're talking didactically. So most people cannot stomach didactic teaching. Why? Because of the gins. Because you uncover them. Now, remember, these are microscopic organisms. They deal on a microscopic level. So if you don't get into microscopic, if you don't do what I do, you cannot remove them. Because, again, they are hidden deep down in the pathways. They are hidden in what is called the substratosphere. There are several substratospheres in the spirit realm as there is in the biological realm. These substratus, like the atmosphere is above, the stratosphere is below, substratus below. So if you don't deal with the substrate, this is all I do all day. I deal with the substratosphere because that's where the fungus hangs out. That's where the virus is. That's where the bacterium hangs out. So the principal pathways, they have different what they call episodic timelines. In other words, there's a time for the fruit or your episode for you to go off on somebody and curse somebody to beep off. That's a time. For the time that it's planted, it got to sit in your body and it got to infect. It got to disconnect you because something is prohibiting you from going out and cursing everybody out. Something is prohibiting you from going backwards and picking up that blunt. Something is prohibiting you from going back into the life of crime that you used to. Something is prohibiting you from going back to being an alcoholic. Something is prohibiting you from back to being an adulterer. Something is prohibiting you. That something that is prohibiting you is your immune system. That is your spiritual relationship with the big G. And so the enemy, he has to go in and he has to invade. He has to develop. He has got to plant time bombs through, again, the genes, so that way he can cause suffering. So the disease is caused by organisms inside of the human body, known as pathogenic diseases. So everybody has pathogenic diseases in the human body and the spiritual body. So a neurotropic virus is called a neuroinvasive virus. So neurotropic is the same thing as spiritual tropic. So a spiritual tropic virus uses a spiritual invasion technique that is that accesses and enters into your spiritual system, the same way the biological virus enters into your nervous system. And so this spiritual nervous system and this spiritual virus enters into your system. And once it gets into your central nervous system, it causes infection. It causes an invasion, and it disrupts the ability for the body to communicate. And once that happens, there are certain things that are also able to breach the blood-brain barrier. And that's when it gets really, really, really serious. Because once that happens, brothers and sisters, it's a wrap. Because then it goes into what is called the viral. This is what is called virology. So virology is the understanding of how, again, certain viruses, the structure of viruses, how they relate to what is called a double-stranded DNA genome. So it goes in and it has the ability to do stuff that is crazy if I was to go deeper down the rabbit trail and talk about the immune invasion capability of certain antigen defector. On the surface of the blood cells, you have antigens. That's how you understand if you're positive blood or negative blood. So the blood cells have receptors. This is called a transmembrane receptors. And your spirit has the same thing. So when you receive something into your spirit, that's your spiritual receptors, the same way that your blood cells receive things. Well, there are certain viruses that mimic and they can fake. This is called cytoplasm. And they are transported into, remember the story of the Trojan horse? Well, that's how spiritual pathogens work. They present themselves as good. Remember the Bible says that the devil has transformed himself into an angel of light, and he's transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. So your spirit honestly thinks that this is benevolent. So it opens up the spiritual receptors, and it lets in this spiritual pathogen. And once this spiritual pathogen gets in, it causes suffering because it disconnects your body's ability or your spirit ability to be connected with the Father. And so now you are receiving thoughts, and you don't know where these thoughts are coming from, but you got a feeling that you're like, man, I need to go off on somebody. Normally you're cool, laid back, but there's voices of Babylon. The voices of Babylon are spiritual pathogens. Father, touch the minds of your people. So the voices of Babylon come into your spirit in the form of fear, doubt, and unbelief. So the spiritual pathogens are fear or thoughts that produce the works of the flesh. And it all starts with those three: fear, doubt, and unbelief. So fear, doubt, and unbelief, those are the spiritual bacteria that leads to all of the works of the flesh. And so whether we are looking for or talking about, we need to understand the same way that we get rid of, again, worldly or biological bacteria and disease, we need to do the same thing spiritually. So you go to the shot and they give you a, they give you something that fights the disease. And so our job is to make sure that you are given something that fights the disease. And the thing that you must be given is a thought form being. Now, you can go to the doctors and they give you a shot of penicillin, or they give you a shot of some other type of some other type of cure that's going to fight the infection. Because basically it's just mucus that affects your membranes. And this mucus that is affecting your membrane is neuro, the same way that it is spiritual. And so we got to make sure that it doesn't cross and affect you on a immunology or on your immune system level, which simply means the same way your biological system has an immune system, your spirit has an immune system. And your autoimmune system is hypersensitive. And you got to make sure that it never gets to the point where you are suffering from immune deficiency. So your spiritual immune system, again, is the word of God. It is how much of the true, authentic word that you have built up inside of your spirit. So your immune system, your spiritual immune system is only as good, or it has the ability to fight off the disease, depending upon your spiritual immune system. So your job is to make sure that your spiritual immune system is up to point, is on par. Because the enemy's job is to go in and then to use voices that's in the sound of doubt and fear and confusion and anger and jealousy and worry. These are all dark entities or dark energy. So this dark energy pervades and it prevents us from seeing clarity or seeing clearly. It prevents us from communicating and having a spiritual connection. And that, again, takes us out of our spiritual atmosphere and it takes us down to the substratosphere. And so the dark forces, the powers that be, that uses all of the negative or dark energy in the form of thought form beings to produce anxiety, to produce depression, to produce worry, to produce concern, and you start to hear and see things that don't exist, that's how you know you have a spiritual parasite. Those are the voices of Babylon. That's in the form of, again, a spiritual pathogen. These spiritual pathogens are spiritual parasites. And these spiritual parasites are designed to affect your spiritual atmosphere. And the only way to fight them is to speak words of light, is to speak God's truth repeatedly. That's why God has not, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word. And it is your job to hide the word of God in your heart, to write it on your forehead. My job is to make sure that you do the same thing that I do, because it works. So I don't know what works for other people. I can only tell you what works for me. So every time the word is spoken, it echoes throughout your entire being. And it goes out and it finds these spiritual pathogens, and it uses positivity to destroy negativity. See, negativity is not able to survive in a body that is totally engulfed in spirituality. That is why disease cannot exist in an aquiline body. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Disease cannot exist in an aquiline body. So again, spiritual pathogens of negative energy cannot exist in a spiritual body that has positive energy. So this positive energy is built up that when the enemy says that you ain't shizness, you got some spiritual words that says, God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. If God be for me, who can be against me? God will make my enemies my footstool. God's angels is going to camp around about me. The Holy Spirit, the Ruach and the Numa, is going to lead me and guide me into all truth. Without having these spiritual weapons of mass destruction, spiritual pathogens, will continue to go through and just destroy your life in your thought process. So if we look at all of the ancient mysteries and we talk about, again, how the word of God is alive, it is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability, again, out of everything that you should do and that you should remember, you must remember this. Words are formed by the assembling together of letters. When the letters of the alphabet are assembled to form words, they produce movement, activate a chemical inside of the body. This is called biology. So you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. So if I can put my letters in a particular order, it is going to invoke and provoke a particular response. So God gave us power through words. This is why I'm a wordsmith. This is why I put a lot of emphasis on what I say and how I say it. This is why communicating with God through prayer or meditation is so important. Because your words carry an energetic weight or an energetic frequency or energetic the shot that they give you when you're sick. Words create worlds. And words are the result of putting letters together. Your ability, again, to remove the spiritual pathogens depends upon your ability to put letters in a particular order in order to release a particular chemical to go out and search and destroy and boost your immune system. Your spiritual immune system is low because your spiritual vocabulary is low. If you increase your spiritual vernaculum, that's why I study all day, every day. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. So spiritual are people who have the word of God hidden in their hearts. Why? The word of God is alive. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the ability to divide spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. And it is the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God destroys the spiritual pathogens. That is how you get rid of them. And that's how you restore your genetic expression. The reason that my genes operate and vibrate on this level is because I've hidden the word of God in my heart. God has not written his laws on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. It is your job to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the only reason that you have a spiritual pathogen, that you got a virus, a bacteria, a fungus, or a parasite, is because you ain't got the words to remove it. Now remember, before you do anything, you got to think something. Before you feel something, you got to think something. So right now you say, well, I want to eat healthy. But because you just said you want to eat healthy, you don't feel like you want to eat healthy because you don't think like you want to eat healthy. So there is more thoughts in your brain because that's what the word spirit pathogen means. Spirit is a ruling disposition. A ruling disposition is a group of related thought. That is why you must take a group of related thought. What if your thoughts are not related? There are spiritual pathogens that are demonic groupings. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. Right now, I'm speaking to you. Someone has a spirit of heaviness. Spirit of heaviness comes from having a broken heart, from being in an environment of continued sadness, from experiencing some cruel, using a relationship. You've been in this damn relationship too long. Dude treats you like trash. You got a spirit of heaviness. That's a spiritual pathogen. You've opened the path that affects your genes so they cannot express themselves, because if you read Isaiah 61 verse 3, and it will break down that you are suffering from discouragement. You're suffering from fatigue, from gloom, from gluttony, from grief, from guilt, the five G's. So that leads you to a spirit where your heart is broke. Now you have hopelessness and hyperactivity. That is what is called indifferent. From what? Spirit of heaviness. That is a spiritual pathogen. It is a, now the word spiritual again means group of related. So they go in and they multiply. You know that cancer cells multiply, I think it's 10 times faster than a regular cell. Spiritual pathogens that cause suffering multiplies 10 times faster than the word of God. And so these spiritual pathogens, brothers and sisters, are destroying you. Because let me make sure that I expose the modus operandi. People in your life, you're going to see it. Number one, spirit of heaviness, Isaiah 61 verse 3. This is a ruling disposition that is a result of a broken heart. Because you've been in a relationship, you've been in a job, you've been in a cruel, harsh environment. And now you're suffering from what is called defeatism. You are dejected. You have a spirit of despondency and despair. You're discouraged. You're disgruntled. You're suffering from fatigue, gloom, gluttony, grief, guilt, heartache, heartbreak, hopelessness. Now you have a wounded spirit that as a result of too much worrying, spirit of heaviness. Number two, spirit of jealousy. Numbers chapter 5, verse 30. Yeah, somebody got a spirit of jealousy. You're accusatory. You're always angry. You got an argumentative disposition. You got a nature of belittling and bickering and bitterness and blasphemy. You're causing division. You're a coarse jester, not a court jester, a coarse jester. You're very competitive. You're very contentious. You're very covetous. You're very critical. You're very cruel. You're very curses. You use a lot of curse words. You're very deceptive. You're very destructive. You're very discontented. You're dissatisfied. You ain't got no trust. You got envy. You are a fault finder. You spend your entire life finding fault. That is the spiritual pathogen of jealousy. Number one, heaviness, spirit of heaviness. Number two, spirit of jealousy. Number three, spirit of lying. 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 22. This is that you use words without the word of God. You're deceptive. You have divination. You're a dreamer. You have drivenness. You have emotionalism. You exaggerate it. Excessive talking. False accusations. False burdens. False prophecy. False spirituality. False teacher. False fantasies. False authority. False finances. False flattery. False hypocrisy. False self-esteem. You have false mental images. Everything about you is false because it's based upon a lie. And so that disposition gets in because it's a group. They see these ruling dispositions, the reason spiritual pathogens destroy your spirit is because they are like legion. It's a legion of number four, familiar spirit. Number one, spirit of heaviness. Number two, spirit of jealousy. Number three, spirit of lying. Number four, spirit of familiarity. Familiarity, guess where it comes from? Guess where it comes from, brother? Channeling. Channeling what? Charms. What kind of charms, brother Will? Good luck. Formalism. Fortune telling. Handwriting. Horoscopes. Incantation. Jehovah. Islam. Legalism. Religion. A familiar is familiar. What is really familiar to you? All of the religions fall into this. Stubbornness is another one. Astrology, astronomy, science, math, music, language. What are you comfortable with, brother? Leviticus chapter 19, verse 21. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 3. It breaks down this demon, this ruling disposition. That's number four. Number five, spirit of pride and haughtiness. Proverbs 16, verse 18. These are spiritual pathogens that get into your spirit and they into your body. They multiply and they take over your mind. They take over your will. They take over your emotion. They take over your imagination and they take over your intellect. Number one, spirit of heaviness. Number two, spirit of jealousy. Number three, spirit of lying. Number four, spirit of familiarity. You like shizness that familiar. Number five, spirit of pride, haughtiness. We all know that one. Boastful. You're arrogant, you're bragging, you're competitive, you're contentious, you're controlling, you're critical, you're dictatorial, you're dominating, you're egocentric, you're egotistic, you're frustrated, you gossip, you're holier than thou, you think your shizness don't stink, you got an attitude, you got the superiority, you suffer from intellectualism, and you're intolerant, and you're lofty, and you're a perfectionist. You're pretentious, you're prideful, you're arrogant, you're cocky, and you are resentful. That ruling disposition is Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. That's a spiritual pathogen. That is a spiritual pathogen that once it gets into your body, it invades the body and it multiplies. And it sends all of those dispositions out. And before you know it, you wake up one day, and your flesh is overriding your spirit. Number one, heaviness. Number two, jealousy. Number three, lying. Number four, familiarity. Number five, pride. Number six, whoredom. This is a spirit of dissatisfaction. I know this one very well. See, before you can ever commit physical adultery, you got to commit spiritual adultery. And I ain't read about this in no damn book. Spirit of whoredom. You jump around from teaching to teaching to teaching. Can't sit your ass down and listen to nothing and nobody. You're always on the go. Spiritual adultery is emotional dissatisfaction. It is chronic dissatisfaction. You ain't never happy, Brother Will. You're an exhibitionist. You always want to be seen. You live in a fantasy world. You have a love of lust, money, worldliness, positions of authority, social standing and status. You love all kinds of attention. You don't give a beep, even negative attention. You will take negative attention instead of no attention, Brother Will. You are caught up in the flesh. And the sensuality and the sexuality, pornography and masturbation and all of the other sensualism and sexualism. Brothers and sisters, this leads to worldliness. Scripture is Leviticus chapter 19, verse 29. Numbers chapter 25, verse 1. Hosea chapter 1, verse 2. Spirit of whoredom. I have an entire series called Horus. Spiritual on the Egyptian god, except it's not H-O-R-U-S, it's W-H-O-R-U-S, spiritual whore. Is that the pathogen you got? Which spiritual pathogen do you got, brother? Which spiritual pathogen do you got, sister? Is it heaviness? Is it jealousy? Is it lying? Is it the familiar spirit? Is it pride? Is it whoredom? Or maybe it's number seven, the smoking gun. Spirit of fear. You got a spirit of fear, brother? Oh, there's a bunch of other ones. We just got the big boys today. Spirit of fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. We all know that. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So if God didn't give us a spirit of fear, where the hell it come from? I know where it came from. You got a fear of anything and everything. I give you $1 million and you're scared. If I say good morning, you jump. Spirit of fear is condemnation. You condemned yourself to hell because you're full of guilt You're in a closed-in environment of your own freaking creation. You are confrontational because you're not transformational. You want to correct, but you are in danger of fear. You live in a dark place of disapproval. In your brain, you're a failure. You cannot reach new heights. You're constantly judging yourself. You're constantly persecuted. You live in a spirit of rejection and reproof. You're agitated and you got anxiety. You're apprehensive. You cannot call upon God. You don't think you're worthy enough. You sit there and you analyze and you compromise and you confuse. You daydream. You distrust. You got doubt. Every time you see and read something, is you full of freaking doubt. You're doubting everything. You doubt whether you're saved. You doubt if you're not saved. You doubt if you're happy. You doubt if you're unhappy. You doubt. You doubt everything. You're full of dread and embarrassment. You're trying to escape. You got an excessively sensitivity. You're overly sensitive. You're excited about anything, but you ain't got no faith. Living in a world of forgetfulness because you forgot all your victories, but you can see all your fright. You always got headaches. You suffer from hypochondria and inadequacy. You're indifferent, inferior. You got an inferiority complex. Insomnia, always have a lack of trust, suffer from loneliness and low self-esteem. That's all fear, brother. That's all fear, sister. Oh, I got a whole list of other things. What about your addictions? We didn't even talk about the addictions. What about all the addictions, brother? So I can tell. So are you addicted to sugar? Are you addicted to alcohol? Are you addicted to caffeine? Are you addicted to cocaine? What about your compulsion? Were you addicted to marijuana? What about you, a compulsive eater? You're a compulsive gambler? What about gluttony? What about marijuana? What about nicotine? What about non-prescription drugs? What about psychedelics? So all of these addictions are the result of these pathogens. And they all manifest in our spiritual life. And so if I just sit back and I just watch your spiritual life, I can see where you are spiritually bound and which pathogen you let into your life. Now, there's a lot of other pathogens, but we can get into legalism. That's a pathogen. Irresponsibility, judgmentalism. We talked about lying. But what about rebellion? What about rejection? What about stealing? What about unbelief? All of these are pathogens. And a pathogen, as we said at the beginning of the show, is a pathway to suffering that you are the producer of. So you mean to tell me I'm producing my own suffering? Absolutely. So are you. You are producing your own suffering because you are entertaining fear, doubt, and unbelief. Well, how am I entertaining fear, doubt, and unbelief, Brother Will? I don't have no fear, I don't have no doubt, and I don't have no unbelief. Okay, what you got is you got a spirit of heaviness. Came from your childhood. Your mama or your daddy gave it to you. Or Aunt Sue or somebody. Maybe you got a spirit of jealousy. Maybe you don't. Maybe you got a spirit of lying. It's just automatic. Now, I suffer from this one, man, big time. I would just lie because why? Do you know that lying comes from really the root cause of lying? It's crazy. It's worthlessness. It's mental bondage. Lying is the result of mental bondage. You can't think fast enough, so you just go with something that pops in the brain. Suffers from low self-esteem. A lying spirit is that you don't have enough of the word of God in you, so you just come up with the word of the enemy. Lying. Number three. Number four, familiarity. If you are doing stuff just because you are comfortable, just because it's tradition, just because of the fact that you don't want to put forth no effort to learn anything new and to expand, and so you just keep doing the same shitness over and over again, that's a familiar spirit. You think it's cool. Well, Brother Will, I've been doing this all my life, man. It's all I know. Yeah, maybe it's time to learn something else. Because, again, the enemy wants you to stick with what's familiar because then you can't grow. What about pride? We all know that one, man. Pride goeth before the fall. What about, again, whoredom? And what about fear? So those are the seven causes of all of the other pathogens. Regardless of what type of a pathogen you have. And this is, again, is just a disease-causing entity. So a pathogen is just the ability to produce toxins. A pathogen has the ability to enter in, colonize, and hijack your ability to respond. That's a pathogen. A pathogen, again, it has the ability to produce toxins. These toxins colonize and they hijack and they disrupt your ability by suppressing your immune system, which is your communication system. So you can't communicate with God. So, because why? Because they hijacked your communication ability. How did they do that? They colonize you. How the hell did I get colonized? Through toxins. Well, where did I get toxins from? Toxins comes from a Greek word, toxikone. T-O-X-I-K-O-O-N. Toxikone is the Greek word. That Greek word, again, means artificial process. Notice how everything is artificial? So a toxin is an artificial, it's something that comes in, and it is distinguished because it has the ability to deliver something that looks like something that's good, but actually it's something that's bad. What does the devil do? He looks like an angel of light, but he's actually, you know, he's an angel of death. Toxin. So the enemy comes in, my brothers and sisters, to make your spirit toxic. Let me close by simply saying this. Brothers and sisters, you are in a spiritual battle right now as we speak. And words are formed from the assembling together of letters. And right now you need to understand that everything that you're doing right now is the result of not the words that you're assembling together with your mouth or the words that you're assembling together on a piece of paper, but the words that you're assembling together. Right now, if I'm talking, you're assembling words together. It's not what you read. It's what you're thinking about while you are reading. It's not what you hear. It's what you are. It's the words you're assembling together while you're hearing. Right now, you're hearing me, but your words you're assembling together is, but we don't know what the hell he's talking about. You are saying something while I'm saying something. Are you listening to what you're saying while I'm saying it? You're thinking about it, oh, it's lunchtime. Oh, when is he going to shut up? Are you thinking, what are you thinking about? Those are the words I'm talking about. Words are formed by the assembling together of thought form beings. God gave us this power to basically communicate with mental telepathy, subconscious and unconscious. This is why communicating with God unconsciously is so important. That's what the Bible says, pray without ceasing. I do it all day. All day I'm in constant communication. Why? Because I'm constantly examining my unconscious thought. Because I understand that my frequency, my wave, my energetic pattern, my energetic signature is not made by what I say out of my mouth. It's made by what I'm saying inside of my head. I'm saying something that is causing movement. The language, again, that is my voice that's inside of my blood. That is my sign. That is my signature. That is how I write. That is the vehicle of transportation for my spirit. It's called a thought. The Bible says that God weighs the spirits. That means he evaluates our thoughts. Words are seeds that are planted in your soul. There are many different seeds in this world, my brother. There are many different seeds in this world, my brother. And these seeds, which are these thoughts, they grow in various different kinds. I just explained seven of them. Do you got weeds because you're planting the wrong seeds? Make sure that you're not planting the wrong seeds or having the wrong thoughts because you're going to have a bunch of weeds in your head. Do you want to grow fruit trees or thorn bushels? Are you want to grow wheat or are you growing tares? Are you growing wild weeds because you got wild thoughts? Brothers and sisters, the Bible says bring every thought into captivity and see what are we looking for. You're looking to see, are you planting spiritual thorn bushels because your spiritual atmosphere is negative? Are you planting spiritual wheat? Are you planting spiritual tares? Right now, you are planting something based upon your thoughts. And the spiritual pathogens, now remember, this is the genetics, this is the genes that put you on. Remember, genes means producer of. Your genes means producer of. What are you producing? What are you producing, brother? Are you producing suffering? Are you producing passion? It is all up to you, and it is based upon the mental telepathy that is taking place inside of your brain. Not what I'm talking about, but what you're thinking about while I'm talking. Make sure that you're thinking of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no pathogen that can invade and contaminate your spirit. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.